For God so loved the world, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3 verses 14-17. Jesus came to save the lost. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think you? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99, and goes into the mountains, and seeks that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep, than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Matthew chapter 18 verses 11-14. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste and came down, and received Jesus joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that Jesus was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save what was lost. Luke chapter 19 verses 1-10. Jesus, the only way to the Father. Then Jesus said to them again, Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. John chapter 10 verses 7-10. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. John chapter 12 verses 23-26. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John chapter 14 verse 23. This is really important. You have to know this. God's love is not vague sentiment, it is a sacrifice. He gave his only Son. Not to condemn, but to save. Not to destroy the lost, but to seek them out, call them down from their trees, and bring salvation to their homes. Jesus came for the broken, the wandering, the undeserving, for the sinner, for the world. But that love demands a response. Jesus is not one way among many, he is the door. Only through him is there salvation. Only through him is there life, and life more abundantly. The thief steals. The world distracts. But Jesus lays down his life so the lost might be found, and the dead might live. And he does not invite you to admire him from afar. He calls you to follow, to serve, to die to self so you may live eternally. If you love him, you will obey him. And if you obey him, the Father will make his home with you. This is the truth, Jesus declared. You are lost without him. You will perish apart from him. But if you believe, truly believe, you will live. This is not religion. This is rescue. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Will you be found?